Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, It Is Never Easy to Be a Christian.
Our reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, This fellow began to build and was not able to finish. For what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. The gospel reading today speaks of the cost of discipleship. Jesus was very forward in stating the conditions if one would like to follow him. Firstly, to prefer him than our mother and father, wife or husband, children, or even our own lives. Secondly, to carry our cross. And in conclusion, he said, to be a disciple, we must give up our possessions. Why would Jesus ask us to hate our parents, our loved ones, in order to follow him, and even our own lives? Isn't that a contradiction of his own teaching? Is there really a contradiction? A strong contrast in Jesus' words is Jewish idiom, or a rhetorical device for what we would call establishing priorities. In following Jesus, we have to establish our priorities. We should never doubt that in following him, he will take care of all that we leave behind, our mothers and fathers, our family and friends. Jesus asks us to carry our cross. He challenges disciples to recognize the full cost of being his follower. Sacrifice and both patient endurance to the end are required. In carrying our cross, Jesus teaches us how sacrifice equates to love. Remember, we can sacrifice and not love, but we cannot love and not sacrifice. To be a Christian is something serious. The life of a Christian is never easy. If our life right now is like a walk in the park, think. Are we living to the call of discipleship? For many of us, to be a Christian remains a title or something we were born into, something which was passed on to us by our parents. But our faith should be a personal choice, a life fully embraced, even if it causes our own death. How much of what I have am I able to let go? Do I allow God to take over my possessions, my finances, my worries, and my pain? Do I trust God enough to allow him to take over my life? What cross am I willing to bear as I follow Jesus? Teach me, Lord, to follow you faithfully, to stand up for my faith and to carry my cross. And during the awful days of my life, when the weight of the world is upon me, when people abandon me, and I start losing all I earned, remind me, my Jesus, that this is how I came into the world and how I will go, naked of all I possess and own. Amen.